Riley Nowakowski, wing right, pistol formation. Aker behind Mordecai. Tanner takes a stamp, hands off to Aker, works off the right side. He'll move the stack a yard or two. Penalty marker flies. And I think we're going to have a hands to the face here against Wisconsin. Chris Coit is the referee. That's the voice you're about to hear.
Personal foul. Hands to the face. Offense number 60. 15-yard penalty. First down.
They get the guard, Joe Huber. So you get behind the sticks. Yeah, I don't know how many times, Mark, I'd say very few, I've talked about a big third down play in the first quarter, but
that was huge.
I meant what I said. That was now they're back up against it here, back at their 38-yard line.
Yeah, that was just, so we call it a B block, where you're working with your tackle on the backside. Joe just kind of got his hand, and you can have it up on the face for a second. You got to move it off. He never did.
First and 23 for Wisconsin. Mordecai fakes the handoff to Aker. Pressure up the middle. Tanner retreats. Got away from Reimer once, but not twice. Luke Reimer staying with it, and he sacks the quarterback at the 32-yard line. Now Reimer, the senior out of Ashland, Kansas, led the team in stops the last couple of years. And he keeps fighting, and he gets Mordecai to the ground.
Yeah, that as a quarterback, you have to have that internal clock. And obviously, it's first and 20, so you got a long way to go. Pretty good job initially by the guys up front. Tanner has to find somebody, and I'm looking around. Nobody was really open, but you have to either pull it and go. You can't sit back there and think you're going to get 6 or 7 seconds.
Second and 29, four-man rush. Mordecai sidesteps left, throws to Pauling, who gets blasted by Buford at the 37-yard line. Marcus Buford, the junior out of DeSoto, Texas, with a hard hit. And it's third and very long for the Badgers at their own 37-yard line.
I thought for a second that might be helmet to helmet, but it looked like he brought his shoulder pad down. I wouldn't mind him taking a look at it, but I think that was a clean hit.
Third down and 24 for the Badgers at their own 37-yard line. Three receivers right, one on the left. Jackson Aker is the running back. Snap to Mordecai. Four-man Nebraska rush. Tanner, and the pass is deflected, batted down, incomplete. I think that was Ty Robinson on the defensive line getting his hand up. And the Badgers are forced to punt with 2:20 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's when you actually a good job by the interior part of Wisconsin's O-line. Fertney did a good job of holding him off, but he's reading the eyes, and these guys have gotten really good, just kind of reading where he's going, puts his big left paw up, and knocked that pass down straight to the ground.
Atticus Bertram is on the punt. Snap is clean. And a kick, more of a line drive away from Ethan Nation. Hits inside the 15. This will be effective from Bertram's. The Badgers will kill it. Quincy Burroughs down there to touch it up at the 11-yard line. A 52-yard punt from Atticus Bertrams. Badger football brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. We'll take a break. 2:10 left of the first quarter. Nebraska 14, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mats and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mats and Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Mats and Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
At Balsam Lake Ace Hardware and Rental, we have something for everyone, including some of the best brands. Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. And everything you need for your painting project. Plus our large sporting goods selection. We can help make your hunt successful this season. Check out our rental services, too, at BalsamLakeHardware.com. Or call Balsam Lake Ace Hardware at 715-485-3267. 715-485-3267. Balsam Lake Ace Hardware, 907 Frontage Road. Ace is a place with a helpful hardware folks.
works.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin, 715-268-7188.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Celebrate the season with gifts, deals, and holiday feels. Find perfect presents for everybody and every budget. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. And UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Well, so far in the first quarter, both teams have ran a dozen plays. Wisconsin 32 yards to show for it. Nebraska 151. The touchdown plays have covered 55 and 58. 2:10 left in the first quarter, 14-0 Nebraska. Huskers starting at their 11-yard line. Jake Cheney and Jordan Turner, your inside linebackers. Ty Hahn, a receiver in motion left to right. Purdy takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolling right, being chased by Darrell Peterson. Purdy gets away across the 5-yard line, but is still forced to the turf and forced to the boundary inside the 10. They'll mark him at the 8-yard line on a loss of about 3.
Nice job by Thompson there, kind of chasing and chasing, because I'll tell you what, Chubb has got some wheels.
He does.
I don't know if you haven't seen a bunch, but, man, the touchdown run in there, thought that he was going to get chased down. A good pursuit, much better effort there by Wisconsin's defense.
Second down and 13 for the Huskers at their 8-yard line. Yeah, this team is minus 14 in turnover margin. What a golden time this would be for the Badgers to force one here with the Huskers deep in their own territory. Snap to Purdy, fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, incomplete, intended for Billy Kemp. And that was fairly close to getting picked. Third and 13 for the Huskers at their own 8-yard line.
Great job by Hunter Wohler seeing in Nebraska. That was an RPO. They did it in, I think, had Hunter, he was going for the tackle. I think if he has his eyes up there, he maybe could have even made a bigger play. But good read, really great job of closing on that little slant route. And now we've set up Wisconsin's defense with a chance to make that big play, that big turnover that we're all hoping for.
Empty backfield, three receivers right. And now Emmett Johnson, one of those, motions into the backfield. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Play clock is at 3, at 2. Snap to Purdy. Stands a yard deep in the end zone. Hit as he throws. Deep shot right side. Incomplete. Overthrew Billy Kemp, who had a little bit of space. Badgers got pressure on the quarterback. And the Huskers punting from their... Oh, check it. We got a penalty marker. Roughing the passer, I believe, the call here. And just when you think... Well, low hit is what it was from Crigro as he got low to the quarterback, a dangerous hit. And just when you think Wisconsin had something to shout about, instead that's not the case as the Huskers get out of trouble, a first and 10 at their 23-yard line. Pistol formation, first and 10. And Purdy will give it to Anthony Grant across the 25, cutting right across the 30-yard line. Nizer Forkurine, the cornerback, up to make the play, but that's a 10-yard run for Grant. And a first down for Nebraska. Under a minute left in the opening quarter. It's 14-0, the Huskers.
Yeah, way too much space. That was about as easy of an 8, 9, 10. Ended up being a 10-yard run. Nobody filling gaps, nobody in the way. Wide open middle of the field there for Nebraska.
Here's the handoff again to Grant. Slips across the 35 to the 37-yard line. Jordan Turner gets in there for Wisconsin. Still a gain of about 4 on what could be the final play of the opening quarter. We have 22 seconds left in it.
Yeah, both inside linebackers there. Turner did a really good job. Cheney came in and filled too and taking it down. They still picked up 4 yards, but a little more resistance in the middle, unlike that first down run.
And the Huskers will let the first quarter clock wind down, so it's Nebraska getting the big time start as once again, the Badgers have dug themselves a hole. No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered. Anywhere you go, get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. At the end of quarter number one, Nebraska 14, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
Back at Camp Randall Stadium, Mike Heller with a quick scoreboard update. Iowa is the Big Ten West Division champion, a 15-13 win today against Illinois. They improved to 6-2 in the West. They'll play Nebraska next week. Ohio State is all set up for the road trip to Michigan and to decide the Big Ten East Division champion. Ohio State won 37-3 today against Minnesota. Michigan won 31-24 on the road at Maryland. Sets up that showdown next Saturday, 11 o'clock Central Time at the Big House in Ann Arbor, Matt. And that has happened a few times before for these teams trying to decide a title.
Yeah, it truly is the Big Two. Yeah, that's just the way it is in the Big Ten. It was that way back in the day. And then obviously other teams rose up, including maybe especially Wisconsin. But this is, it's turn back the clock. It's the Big Two.
It has been. And I don't know if you remember. I know I do. We were doing a COVID game from up here.
Yep.
And we laid it on Michigan in Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, here we go. And two or three years later, that story has swung back. It's the Big Two.
Yeah. Wisconsin was a team on the rise, having, you know, handled Illinois with ease. Graham Mertz with a big night, going to Ann Arbor. And then after that, boy, it was a struggle to score, period. And it's still a struggle. And tonight it's an all-around struggle as Nebraska has jumped on Wisconsin 14-0, the Huskers. As we begin the second quarter, Nebraska will have a second down and six from its own 37-yard line. Going left to right, north to south in quarter number two. Chubba Purdy, 5 out of 6 through the air. And he has run for a 55-yard touchdown. Billy Kemp, slot to the left. Alex Bullock wide to the right. Now motions to the formation. Anthony Grant, the running back, and Purdy will give it to him. Hits off the right side of the line and drives up to about the 40-yard line. C.J. Goetz, the sixth-year senior outside linebacker over there. And it's third down and 3 for Nebraska.
Yeah, good job there by Kurt Neal of getting a little bit of penetration and forcing him to bounce it outside. And then Wisconsin, have not seen great pursuit so far by this defense, and on that play they did.
Third down and a little more than 3, just shy of the Huskers 40-yard line. Kemp slot to the left. Emmett Johnson back in there at running back. Opening minutes, second quarter. Badgers trying to get a stop. Purdy to throw. Four-man rush. Left side pass. It's caught by Kemp and a first down. Coverage from Jason Maitre. As old Chubba Purdy doing just about everything right here so far for Nebraska.
Yeah, not a ton of passes. That was just taken through his drop. First read, delivered it to Kemp, and it was good, tight coverage, but a ball delivered that was really nicely done by Purdy.
14-0 Nebraska early on in the second quarter. First and 10 Huskers at their own 47-yard line. Purdy under center, takes a snap, hands to Emmett Johnson over left guard. He'll twist his way to about the 50. Gain of 3. Jake Chaney gets in there defensively. Second down and 7.
Yeah, we're seeing a little more action from Wisconsin's inside linebackers. Chaney did a good job there with Turner kind of filling in. And again, the down linemen need to be holding their gaps. That allows these inside linebackers a lot of space in that first quarter. That puts a lot of pressure on those linebackers to guess right. When you hold your gaps, it makes it easy.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Emmett Johnson is the running back. Second and 7, Nebraska from the midfield stripe. Snap to Purdy, four-man rush. Purdy steps up, getting away from Rodas Johnson at the 50, 45-yard line. Steps out of bounds inside the 45 to the 42. And again, those quick feet from Chuba Purdy. He gains 8, and another first down for Nebraska.
Yeah, it's really hard to replicate that. You can practice it all week, and you know, Purdy, literally, he gets out of the pocket and you take a deep breath, because we saw that 55-yard touchdown run. Wisconsin, they're back on their heels a little bit. He's switching the ball from right hand to left hand. He's feeling really confident in what he's doing right now.
Malachi Coleman, Billy Kemp tied to the left. Alex Bullock is out to the right. Kemp starts in motion to the right. Purdy takes handoff. Emmett Johnson runs into a crowd, including James Thompson Jr., and stopped at the line of scrimmage, which is the 42 of Wisconsin.
Yeah, Thompson did a really good job of holding that point. Chaney again. You're seeing Chaney coming downhill a little bit more, being very aggressive, coming down and making a play, setting up a second and 10.
About 3 minutes gone by, second quarter, 14-0, Nebraska. Alex Bullock, along with Ty Hahn, out to the left. Jalen Lloyd to the right. Anthony Grant in there at running back. As Purdy calls for the ball, gets the snap, back to throw, looking, has time, steps up, now flush left. Purdy angles to the left, inside the 40-yard line, got away from Caden Johnson, and that bought him a few yards. He'll advance to the 37 of Wisconsin, a gain of 5, and it's 3rd and 5.
Yeah, he is a real threat outside of the pocket, and that was one of those little juke, and was able to slip, pick it up another 4 or 5 yards. You could tell Wisconsin is now going to keep some people out to make sure that Purdy can't just get and run, because he's been so deadly with his legs so far. He's got 62 yards rushing already. Obviously the big 55-yarder, but he gets out of that pocket. He is incredibly dangerous.
Huskers 4 out of 4 on third down. Nate Borkacher, the tight end, motions, lines up, wing of the right side. Purdy takes handoff. Anthony Grant, little hesitation move, hits it inside the 35 and close to the first down.
Yeah,
maybe
a
bit short of it.
Yeah, really nice. You said it, hesitation. He allowed his blockers to set up, because Wisconsin did a pretty good job of kind of setting at the line of scrimmage, but Grant stuck with it. He hesitated, allowed his block to set up, and was able to get close and setting up a 4th and 1.
4th and 1 at the Wisconsin 33-yard line. Purdy will go under center. Emmett Johnson is the running back. Purdy takes, hands it to Johnson, and he gets stopped short. And the Badgers defense digging deep, and finally something to be happy about for the Wisconsin sideline as they stop the Huskers on 4th and 1.
Yeah, Rico came screaming off the edge. Looked like Darrell Peterson was involved there too. Really good job of just swarming all out, bringing everybody off the edge. And we needed that stop.
Wisconsin football brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. We'll step away. 10:24 left in the half. Nebraska 14, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products being up to 50% off in-store and online. See our selection of mirrors, recliners, sofas, dining room chairs, and more. Make sure to check out the Sealy Spruce mattresses starting as low as $179. Learn more about our fall sales event and our clearance section at slumberland.com or call Amory Slumberland Furniture at 715-268-8149. That's 715-268-8149. Amory Slumberland Furniture, your one-stop shop for all furniture needs.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Scouts of Football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 10:24 left in the first half, 14-0 Nebraska. The Badgers getting a fourth down stop, though. They'll take over at their 34-yard line.
Yeah, just a really good job. Thompson did a great job of kind of bouncing off of his blocker, getting a little bit of penetration because, as mentioned, Rico came screaming off the edge. He needed that little bubble from Nebraska's tailback that allowed him to get off the field, which we need.
Braylon Allen back in there at running back. Mordecai fakes the handoff to him. Dancing around to his right, looking to his left, throws to his left, caught by Tucker Ashcraft, and the freshman tied in. Brings it up to the 39-yard line. Tommy Hill, the cornerback, up to make the tackle. Gain of 5.
Yeah, all day to throw it there. A little fake to Braylon. Braylon stayed in there, was able to help kind of pick up a blitz, a little linebacker that was kind of hanging around, and Ashcraft took a good shot after that catch.
He really did. Three receivers right, including Ashcraft, who motions to the formation. Receiver out to the left as well as Mordecai fakes the handoff, throws it to Quincy Burroughs, makes a catch at the 44-yard line, and gets hit by Tommy Hill along with the linebacker Pritzwill Monty Ellen. That'll be a first down for Wisconsin at the Badgers 45-yard line.
Yeah, seeing some new blood out on the perimeter here, and Nebraska, to their credit, really doing a good job of taking away space and tackling right at point of catch.
Braylon stays in there at running back on first down. Mordecai fakes the handoff, back to throw, winds up, throws it right side deep for Paulie, diving and incomplete. Inside the 25-yard line to the far side. Will was trying to sell it, but it's no sale. And it's 2nd and 10 for the Badgers at their 45-yard line.
Really good route, really good protection. He had all kinds of time. And, man, great effort by Paul. He just overthrew it a little bit. He reached, used the ground to kind of support, and unfortunately, the little wobble, I don't think they're going to give him a catch on that. They ruled it incomplete, and I don't think it's going to get overturned.
9:13 left in the half, 14-0 Nebraska. 2nd and 10 for the Badgers at their own 45-yard line. Two receivers right, Quincy Burroughs out to the left. Mordecai takes the snap. He'll hand it to Braylon Allen up the middle, and he'll move the stack up to about the 50-yard line. He gets 5. Nash Hutmaker, the big 330-pound defensive lineman, leading the charge. 3rd and 5, Wisconsin from the 50.
There's some guys you just see on film and you think, wow. Big Daddy Wilkinson was a guy, I ain't moving that guy. This cat, all the wrestling background, everything else, he is a load to move. Nice job getting 5.
Three receivers right, one on the left as Mordecai gets them organized. Allen to the right of the quarterback. Big third down play here. Mordecai back to throw. Four-man rush. Tanner under pressure. Dances right. Throws over the middle, and it's caught inside the 45. Nice grab by Tucker Ashcraft. Down inside the 45 to the 44 of the Huskers. Gain of 6 when they needed 5. First down.
A good job by Mordecai to keep his eyes down the field. Not a huge window there for Ashcraft. Delivered it first down.
Rather Bell slot right, loops in motion to the left. Mordecai will throw it to him. Bell catches along the sideline, 40, 35-yard line, and they'll say he stepped out at the 38. A gain of 6 as the Badgers in some rhythm now with 8:03 and counting left in the half, 14-0 Nebraska.
Yeah, tempo here. Nebraska's trying to substitute. Moving it a little bit quicker. Skylar Bell Jet sweep, little fake action, got it to him in rhythm, is able to pick up 4 or 5.
Three receivers right, one on the left, Allen in at running back. Mordecai takes a snap, Huskers bring 4. Tanner throws left seam, caught by Quincy Burroughs, and the redshirt freshman inside the 30 to the 29-yard line of Nebraska. First down, Wisconsin.
And I love the tempo. You're on your heels a little bit, you're down 14, you finally get a little bit of positive momentum. Let it rip. Continue to go up tempo here, trying to keep Nebraska off balance.
Ashcraft slot right, Skylar Bell slot left from the Nebraska 29-yard line, first and 10. Mordecai gets the snap again, looks up, quarterback draw. Tanner weaves his way inside the 25, and he gets covered up by Javen Wright. Actually, they're going to mark him down at the 26-yard line. Gain of 3, second down and 7 for the Badgers.
That design quarterback draw, and Braylon Allen is his lead blocker. Mordecai, tough, very tough physical, trying to pick up as much as he could, grab 3.
Wright did a good job of getting off that block and getting in there to make the play. Slot right is Bell on 2nd and 7. Mordecai fakes the handoff to Jackson Aker, drifting back to throw. Left side for Aker, got it wide open, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Wisconsin. Mordecai to Jackson Aker as the Badgers are back in the fight.
Man, did we need that great design play call. Everything looked like it was going to the right. You saw the O-line. And what you saw, Jackson Aker just kind of slipped out to the left and ran basically a wheel route. And what you saw, wide open look, Tanner put it right on him, and a much-needed touchdown. He actually pulled the left guard. Everything set it. Great setup play by Wisconsin.
26-yard connection. Nathaniel Vakos for the PAT, and it is good. Let's recap the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 9 plays, 66 yards, took 3 minutes and 47 seconds. Mordecai to Aker, and the Badgers are alive. 6:37 left in the first half. Nebraska 14, Wisconsin 7. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Met. If your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Are you interested in a shatterproof career opportunity with a world-class employer who supports work-life balance? Cardinal LG Amory uses modern cutting-edge technology to produce the highest quality products in the industry. With community and family values deeply embedded into their everyday operations, they are truly a top-tier local employer and offer flexible scheduling, outstanding benefits, and opportunities for growth. Join the team and discover an environment that is supportive of you, your talents, and your life outside of work. Apply today and go to shatterproofcareers.com for more information.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Tanner Mordecai was 6 of 7 for 58 yards on that drive, which was a 9-play, 66-yard drive, a 26-yard pitch and catch to Jackson Akers. 6:37 left in the half, 14-7 Nebraska, as we check in with Patrick Herb.
We've heard Luke Fickell talk often about complementary football. What you saw there was the defense finally gets a stop, offense responds with points. Now, in his mind, this would be where the defense needs to send that message to be complementing what the offense just did. What he's also has said this week was, as a defense, they've often waited and see, okay, how are they going to attack us? And then diagnosis, and then we can start building our defense. And that's why maybe second halves have been so much stronger than first halves. Well, obviously, that kind of reared its ugly head again this week, giving up 2 early touchdowns. Now they need to be able to say, okay, we've diagnosed it. We need to attack now. Get the swagger back, because it's missing from this defense.
Big fourth down stop And it looked like the wheels were completely off, but now it's a one-score game as Gavin Lahm on the approach, and the kick is away, and he hits this one hard. There will be no return. And the Huskers will take the touchback and start at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, you talk complimentary football. That was, this team needed something, because reeling, taking in water, whatever you want, leaking oil, whatever you want to say. And I really felt like Rico making that play off the edge. And then the offense can finally, you get a couple of the plays to your tight end Ashcraft. And all of a sudden, the tempo started going. You can start feeling it. And a great design play call. You pull the left guard. You get everybody moving right. And you leak out Jackson Aker back off the left. Mordecai delivers it. And here we go. Wisconsin's back in this football game.
Shubba Purdy has an I formation behind him as he ducks under his center. On first down, a toss to the right. Here's Emmett Johnson with room across the 30, 35-yard line. And that's Anthony Grant, actually, as he hits it hard up to the 36 on a gain of 11 and a first down for Nebraska.
Yeah, and this is a little wrinkle Nebraska pulls here, because you started seeing Wisconsin's linebackers, especially inside, coming downhill. All right, well, then we're going to go outside. We'll pin you, and we'll pull people. And Hunter Wohler's the first contact. 10 yards down the field.
Going old school, back to the I formation again on first and 10 for the Huskers. Anthony Grant is the tailback. Line of scrimmage, the Huskers 36-yard line. Toss to Grant, tries the left side, and he runs into a pile. Gets two, maybe three. And it's second down for Nebraska. 5:43 left in the first half. 14-7 the Huskers. Second and 8. Nebraska at its own 38-yard line. Jordan Turner, Muma Jungmeta into that last stop. Malachi Coleman comes out to the left. Three receivers to the right. Purdy drops back into the shotgun. On second down, back to throw. Purdy, a little backside pressure. Down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line. Quarter pressure. Brought to you by Nizer Forkurine. They'll mark at the 31 of Nebraska.
Yeah, just a great dial up there. Purdy didn't see it, didn't feel it. And you got there this time. You broke down and you got him down on the ground. Really nice job. Nice dial up there by Tressel.
Third down and 15 for the Huskers at their own 31-yard line. The crowd has come to life here at Camp Randall Stadium, and it's actually filled in pretty well, I will say. Two receivers left, one on the right. On third down and long, Purdy takes the snap, looks to throw, four-man rush. Purdy flush to his right. He's looking. He's being chased across the 30-yard line, chased to the boundary by Christian Allegro. Well short of the first down, the mark of the 33 of Nebraska, where it's fourth down and 13.
Yeah, great job there of staying back and not allowing him to beat you with his legs again. Good coverage by everybody and good discipline on the sideline of not hitting anybody late and finding a way to get a stop and get the ball back for your offense.
And Brian Buscini is on the punt. Average is a bit better than 41 per. Vinny Anthony is deep. Snap to Buscini. And the kick is in the air, high but short. Anthony waving his teammates away, and it takes a Badger bounce. Big-time Badger bounce. Almost clipped a Chimray DK there as the Huskers kill it near midfield. Big-time opportunity coming up now for Wisconsin. Just a 19-yard punt. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a Badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. 3:54 left till halftime. Nebraska 14, Wisconsin 7. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
I believe I said that ball came close to hitting Chimray DK. I misspoke. That was Kamoi Latu, both
very 13. Close.
That was really close.
So it's actually nice for a change. Every punter that comes in here, it feels like, is hitting 60-yard bombs. Here, old boy ends up you said it. He downed his own punt. That's if you're a punter and you're downing your own punt, you're either super fast or you hit a really bad punt.
That was a 19-yard punt, but he can tell his kids in life, I tore down the field, man. I'm 4-3 guy. 3:54 left of the first half, 14-7 Nebraska, but the Badgers have it at their own 48-yard line.
Oh, man, I don't know about you. And again, you're not taking a big sense of it, but we were teetering.
Oh, big time.
And that fourth down stop, let's say Wisconsin keeps this momentum and runs back, we're going to look at that as one of those, all right, game, season type saving plays, because things were going in a bad direction quickly. And now Wisconsin has recaptured some of that momentum.
C.J. Williams and Will Poling will come out to the right. Chimray DK and Skylar Bell to the left. Jackson Aker will be the running back as we get set to resume play here in Madison. 3:54 left till halftime. The Huskers got the big time jump. Two big plays, a 55-yard run from Chuba Purdy and a 58-yard pass to Jalen Lloyd. But the Badgers are starting to answer. Bell slot left, loops in motion to the right. Mordecai, quarterback draw, has space at the 50, cutting left, 45. Mordecai to the 40 and races out of bounds at the 36-yard line of Nebraska. Gain of 16, and the Badgers have it in Huskers territory.
That's just a great veteran move by Tanner. He saw that Nebraska went man coverage, saw everybody bailed out. The pass protection did a good job of holding up, and he just went.
And they get back on the ball. Will Poling slot to the left. Mordecai calls for it, gets the snap. And he hands off to Braylon, pitches it to Will Poling on the reverse. Will looking, pumping, running inside the 30. Poling down near the 25-yard line. Will Poling, we saw him throw a couple of passes in the Purdue game. He wanted to uncork. It wasn't there. He kept it, and he runs for the first down.
Yeah, a little flip from Braylon, and Nebraska read it well. Poling showing that great athleticism, a little fake pitch to avoid the first tackler. And then he's 10 yards down the line of scrimmage, and he fakes him again, pumping like he's going to throw it. Great athleticism, and then a hard finish to his run. Nice job by Will.
From the 25 of Nebraska, first and 10, 2:50 left in the half, 14-7 Nebraska. Two receivers left, one on the right. Mordecai takes. He'll hand it to Braylon Allen. He got hit right away behind the line of scrimmage. Cameron Linhart, freshman defensive lineman out of Staten Island, New York, makes the play. Loss of 2, second and 12 for Wisconsin. Ball at the Nebraska 27-yard line.
Yeah, just no chance there for Braylon. Way too much penetration up front. Trey Reddick in at right guard for Wisconsin.
Will Poling slot left. C.J. Williams wide to the right. Mordecai gets the stamp, fakes the handoff, back to throw, looking, sets, throws, left side deep, incomplete, intended for Will Poling. Malcolm Hartsog there on the coverage as they take a shot to the end zone, but it's incomplete. Third and 12 at the Nebraska 27-yard line.
Yeah, great protection again, and Nebraska brought an extra rusher. Tanner had all day a big pocket, just not a lot of room, and obviously his eyes have been on Will Poling for good reason. Chim actually kind of broke loose late, but Tanner missed that one. Good protection up front. Keep giving him that time. We'll deliver on it.
Bell, Nowakowski, and DK to the left. Williams to the right. Play clock is at 3. Snap to Mordecai. Back to throw. Under some pressure. Shoots it to the left. It is caught inside the 20-yard line by Skylar Bell. On the coverage is Buford. A little short. About 2 yards short of the first down. Badgers have entered the Case IH red zone. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fourth and two, Wisconsin at the Nebraska 17-yard line. Offense stays on the field, under 2 minutes left in the half. As Luke Fickell says go, and the Badgers will. Two receivers right, one on the left. Bell slot right, Williams wide right, DK to the left. Play clock at 10, and now a timeout is taken by Wisconsin with a minute 53 left in the first half. Clock kept running. They're going to put some time back on the clock. Should be about a minute 53. 14-7, Nebraska leading Wisconsin.
58 seconds. 1 minute 58, please.
Oh, 158. A lot of extra time.
Okay, there you
that
go.
Was a case there where I think you know, Luke Fickell, the throw was out to Skyler, and he had a kind of jump off his feet. And again, Nebraska playing tight cover, so you get him down, and it's fourth and two, and I don't think it's a question. I would think you go for it here. You recaptured momentum. And I think there's a little bit. And what you don't want to do is go out there and have that indecisiveness and then get into a play that you don't love, because this is obviously a critical minute 58 left in the half. Critical to go down here and get a touchdown. Now watch. They'll probably bring the field goal unit out.
Wisconsin this year on fourth down is just 4 out of 15.
That's not good.
That's not good. But if they can make it 5 out of 16 right here, then.
Yeah, and what you're seeing, and, you know, obviously Nebraska's going to be looking, and if Braylon's in the game, they're going to be thinking, stop the run. I want to take a shot. I want to go down and get something here. I'm not interested. You know, I think at this point in the game, you need positive things to happen. And I think you're going to see Nebraska sell out. I'm on board with going big here, going down the field, and if. You know who has had a nice half, and I think really been a spark plug in this little turnaround, is Ashcraft.
Yeah, he has.
You know, he's done. You're seeing him getting a little more reps. You're seeing Allegro on the other side of the ball getting some more reps. Some of these young players getting out there and trying to make a name for themselves. And I really felt like that drive, he's been in there trying to help out on blocking. But also, you know, he's got two catches on that last drive. He's somebody, leak out late. You're in that Case IH red zone. Take a shot. Let's make a big play.
It was interesting talking to Ashcraft a few weeks ago, freshman out of Seattle, you know, tied him at an inline tied in high school. He said, everything I'm doing here is new. I mean, he is learning, but they like him. And as Talshia said, he has been a factor for this offense tonight.
We're going to kick.
They are going to go ahead and kick. But had they had gone for it, then it would have made sense, you know, get Tucker involved.
I can understand you want it. What you don't want to do is come down here and not get points, but I think you got these guys reeling a little bit. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to have seen Wisconsin go uber aggressive here, but as long as we make the kick, get it down. At this point where we were about 25 minutes ago, feel a heck of a lot better about it than where we were.
This will be a 35-yard try for the left hash mark. Nathaniel Vakos, who is 13 of 16 this season. The Lions are set. Here's a snap, ball down. Vakos, the kick is in the air, and it is good. 35 yards away for Nathaniel Vakos, and the Badgers have pulled to within 4. A minute 54 left in the first half, 14-10, Nebraska.
And I can understand what Luke is thinking there, because you've worked hard to get yourself back in position. And luckily, or I guess we expect Vakos to make that kick, but to get points there and you just keep kind of continuing to try to keep that momentum. Now your defense, you got your special teams involved, your offense is starting to move the football, you're getting a little bit of positivity. And by the way, Nebraska, they have not turned it over yet.
Yep.
Watching that game last week, it seemed like every time you clipped the game on, there was a turnover. And unfortunately, we're a minute 54 left in the first half. Nothing yet from Nebraska. How about now? Pin him back and make a play.
Gavin Lahm is set to kick off. And a swing of the right leg. Kick is in the air, and Nation will let it hit into the end zone for the touchback. The Huskers have all three timeouts. We'll see how aggressive the Huskers will be as they start at their 25-yard line. Keep in mind, the Badgers will receive the kick in the second half.
Yeah, I just sense in listening to Matt Rhule talk all week, they're going to be aggressive.
Yep, I think so.
And again, now watch, they'll run it three times. But he is all about process and growth. And I think his team, obviously, that first quarter was really impressive to see what they were doing. But this is an opportunity for his young players to do something before the half. I would, if I'm Wisconsin, I'm looking at this saying they're going to be aggressive. They're going to go down and try to get points.
Two receivers left. Alex Bullock to the right. Emmett Johnson, the running back. Chuba Purdy, the quarterback, little option to the right side. He'll toss it to Johnson, and he slips a tackle. Hunter Wohler over there. A penalty marker flies.
I think it put a little push in the back there on Hunter. Hunter was in position to make that play. I think they get a little shovage in the back.
Here comes the call.
Illegal block in the back. Offense, 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. First down.
A minute 48 left in the first half. And the Huskers will have a first and 19 back at their 16-yard line.
Yeah, and that was directly. Hunter has got them all lined up, and he gets shoved down. And so now we're sitting here first and 19. Now let's see, Matt Rhule, how aggressive you want to be.
Bullock and Ty Hahn come out to the left. Malachi Coleman to the right. Make that Jalen Lloyd to the right. Now he starts in motion to the formation from the Huskers' 16-yard line. Purdy fakes the handoff, back to throw over the middle, and a diving catch made by Thomas Fedoni, the tight end. Over there was Jordan Turner. They'll mark at the 28 of Nebraska, and now it's second and manageable.
Yeah.
Second and manageable at their own 28-yard line. Take it down to 7.
Yeah, you have to be impressed with the first half that Purdy is putting together, not only with his legs, but he's delivering the football. He's 7 of 8.
Billy Kemp slot to the right. Now Alex Bullock will motion. He is slot to the right. Purdy on second down. Quick shot caught by Kemp. Has some space across the 30 and belted by Wohler at the 34-yard line. A yard short of the stick. Clock is running down to 1 minute left in the half. Third and 1 Nebraska. Huskers lead 14-10. They have a third and 1 at their own 34-yard line.
That was a violent hit by Hunter.
Here's the handoff. Emmett Johnson fights for the first down, and he gets there. Turner wraps him up at the 36. They needed one. They got two. Clock continues. Clock stops now. 48 seconds to move the chains. Huskers still holding their timeouts. Clock is running again. 45 seconds left of the half. Purdy back to throw. Four-man rush over the middle. Pass caught by Alex Bullock, and he is brought down by Preston Zachman at the 49 of Nebraska. First down for the Huskers.
Yeah, and Wohler, I think, had come out of the game. I think it's the first time I've seen him not in a game this entire season.
Here's Purdy under pressure. Flags from all angles. Purdy flushed right, throws, and it's caught inside the 35 of Wisconsin by Bullock. Yeah. But multiple penalty markers in the Nebraska backfield with 26 seconds to play in the half.
I think their entire O-line held Wisconsin's entire O-line here.
Offense, number 51, 10-yard penalty. First down.
They get Justin Evans Jenkins. So the Huskers with that penalty backed up to their 39-yard line where it's first down and 20. 26 seconds left in the half. 14-10 Nebraska.
I'll tell you what, if that happens to Wisconsin's guy, I'm not happy with that call.
Okay.
But you know what? It was definitely a hold.
I was waiting for the finish there. Timeout taken by Nebraska as they get their offense organized. Well, the Badgers got down 14-0 early. This thing looked like it was on the brink of being a rout. But then Wisconsin gets a stop on 4th-and-1. Tanner Mordecai engineers a 66-yard touchdown drive. And then they come back down, get a Nathaniel Vaco's field goal. And suddenly it's a 14-10 game.
Go ahead, Patrick.
So, update on Hunter Wohler. You mentioned he wasn't out there. They took him into the medical tent for a moment. He's reemerged, but they took his helmet from him. So he's marching down the sidelines, cheering on his teammates. But it looks like he probably won't finish this half.
Yeah, when they take your helmet away, that's never a good sign.
No.
Travion Blaylock is in the secondary now.
It's a big hit that he laid on that. 2nd and 6 that left the 3rd and 1.
4 receivers, 2 either side. 1st and 20. Huskers are on 39-yard line. Purdy back to throw. Fires right seam. High pass pulled down at the 35 of Wisconsin by Malachi Coleman. A freshman makes the grab. 20 seconds left in the half. They move the chain. That stops the clock. And the Huskers get organized. Clock running. 15 seconds left in the half. And now Wisconsin takes a timeout. As Nebraska moving into Badgers territory with 14 seconds left in the half, 14-10, Nebraska. Tristan Alvano is their kicker, and his long field goal of the season was 55 yards against Purdue. And that gets them in range right now. You'd be looking at 53, but they're not done yet. They still have a couple of timeouts in their pocket and 14 seconds left.
Yeah, that was a little too easy. The Nebraska did a good job protection-wise of giving Purdy plenty of time to step into that throw, but Wisconsin is in a zone, and you have to make that young man pay. He went up, and nobody really did. It was almost just kind of a easy pitch and catch on a situation where it should not have been from Wisconsin's standpoint.
Lloyd and Bullock out to the left. Billy Kemp to the right. Emmett Johnson, the running back from the Wisconsin 35-yard line. First and 10, Nebraska, with 14 seconds left in the second quarter. Huskers lead Wisconsin 14-10. Chuba Purdy takes the snap. Option left. Now turns it up. 35-30 and down near the 25-yard line. Jake Chaney on the stop. They'll mark at the 24. Clock stops. 8 seconds left in the half. And now the Huskers will use their second timeout.
Good thing Jake Chaney got him down. I'm telling you, Purdy just goes vertical. One step, one cut, put his foot in the ground and got vertical in his speed. It has been surprising to me, and it feels like it's been surprising to Wisconsin's defense that he's that explosive running the football, because Chaney doesn't get him on the ground, he still might be going.
Yeah, you're right. 55-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. Is 68 rushing yards, now sack yardage obviously included in college football statistics.
I don't think that should be the case.
Nah, it seems kind of dumb.
I don't know where that should come from, where that sack yardage should go. I guess you could just put it on the O-line, O-line rush yards. I don't know what that is, but Purdy has been pretty good.
He'll be here all night.
But 10 of 11 for a buck 44, and he's got 68 on the ground.
First and 10 from the Wisconsin 24-yard line. Kemp slot right. Emmett Johnson, the running back, with 8 seconds left in the first half. Purdy back to throw, has plenty of time against a four-man rush, taking a shot left side in zone, too deep, incomplete, with 1 second left in the first half. That was risky, a slow play there, but they needed all of those 8 seconds, one tick left, and on comes the field goal team.
Who's running our clock? Let's keep that thing churning. Look at this note. The ball has to be down on the ground.
Yep.
I don't know, man.
This will be a 42-yard field goal try. Straight shot for the freshman Tristan Alvano out of Omaha. Lines are down, snap, spot, and the kick is away, and the kick is no good. He missed it. Momentum for the home team. They're down four, but the Badgers showing a lot of life after taking a couple of haymakers in the first quarter. We have ourselves a game at Camp Randall Stadium. So Nebraska got deep into Wisconsin territory, but Alvano had that kick drift wide to the right as we hit halftime in Madison. Our score at the half, Nebraska 14, Wisconsin 10. Coming up, Mike Heller has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin, 715-268-7188.
Badger Football is brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers and by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Mike Heller with you on the American Family Insurance Halftime Report. Wisconsin will start the third quarter with the football and a chance to double up as they scored a field goal late in the first half, stopped Nebraska on a missed field goal at the end. Badgers get the ball down 14-10. Matt referred to it, Matt LePay did, before the halftime break, that Wisconsin carries momentum now into the locker room and they'll come out with the ball. And that belies the 14-0 start that they got off to in trailing the game, because Nebraska began the night with a six-play 75-yard march to the end zone, followed by a six-play 76-yard march to the end zone. There are two scoring plays, a 55-yard run by Purdy and a 58-yard catch and run by Lloyd. And it was 14-0 before Wisconsin got a critical stop on a third and then a fourth and one. And after the fourth and one stop, the Badgers go nine plays, 66 yards, and find the end zone on a throw from Tanner Mordecai to Jackson Aker for 26 yards and a score. So we go to the break. It is Nebraska 14 and Wisconsin 10. Badgers will start the third quarter with the ball. We'll continue our halftime report. Our American Family Insurance halftime report will continue as we check out some other scores from across the country when we come back. But first, let's do this. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for ID. This is Wisconsin football.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we will continue in a couple of minutes. We'll check out other scores from across the country from Camp Randall Stadium. Here it's Nebraska 14, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products being up to 50% off in-store and online. See our selection of mirrors, recliners, sofas, dining room chairs, and more. Make sure to check out the Sealy Spruce mattresses starting as low as $179. Learn more about our fall sales event and our clearance section at slumberland.com or call Amory Slumberland Furniture at 715-268-8149. That's 715-268-8149. Amory Slumberland Furniture, your one-stop shop for all furniture needs.
Met. If your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the University.